director.
I think if you direct a play at the Globe, you have to take the Globe space on right from the start. And it was the first play I directed here at the Globe, and it's a frightening, challenge. First and foremost, I think because you have no blackout, you have no way of making the audience invisible. What I'm used to doing is using an audience as eavesdroppers on a piece of theatre. What you now have is you have 1,500 witnesses to what you're doing, and you have to absolutely incorporate them in your performance, because they're all as lit as the actors. So they become absolutely part of the experience, and in that way, the venue would have been similar in that it's in daylight, and there they all are, and them you can talk to them, and you have to acknowledge that they're there. So therefore there's a degree of naturalism that you cannot even begin to play with, because there's no fourth wall. So that's the first thing about this space, and I think suited the play rather well, is that it's about Helen wanting to say, look, I'm not this person that you're all saying I am, and listen to me. And nobody's been listening to her, and she's been hidden away for 17 years while all these rumours have been going about her, and the first scene is her hearing about herself from a soldier. And it's the witnesses part of the relationship between the audience and the play is absolutely key to the play.
Yes.
Is that she needs to be the truth needs to be witnessed, and that's that's the frustration for her that nobody's heard her story. So I think the marriage between the venue and the play works particularly well here.
Yes.
So yes, I completely had to take that on board.